Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So we got our first look at the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. It's finally here, and it looks really good.
There is a lot to unpack here, so you guys buckle up and take a listen.
Tonight, the three-part Beverly Hills Housewives reunion begins.
You guys are so vicious. You really are. It's actually kind of mean.
Oh, f***ing shut up. Denise, you lie.
You're new to the group, right?
Yes. We know that.
I only said nice things about you.
Kyle, stop.
I've seen your tweets.
You actually said you said way worse things about me.
According to who? Brandy?
You actually just said it.
When was the last time we've ever talked about sex?
You bring up your husband's penis almost every show.
Oh, yeah.
You got a lot of crap for that, didn't you, Sutton?
Jeez Louise, yes, I did. Thought I was gonna die.
That ain't right.
I was confused about the quality of the steak at the strip club.
Where can you get a good steak and a good lap dance?
Really? Are you gonna let my small disdain for your clothes get in the way of our friendship? That's silly.
She said disdain.
You came to my charity event, raised your paddle, to donate $5,000 and never paid.
What? I feel like you're trying to discredit this.
I'm showing all sides.
I mean, except Brandy's side.
I feel that the cover-up is worse than the crime.
You've been coming for me all season, Doreen.
Is that what you're saying,
honey? You
wanted
to take credit for my fashion show?
Let me finish, and then you can say whatever you want to say.
That's what we do here.
No, we don't.
If you want to play this game, we can do it.
Are you threatening me?
All you do is attack her every time you see her.
I don't think Denise is trying to make anyone look like assholes.
Sure. He did.
That's a good example,
one at a time,
actually.
Guys.
Thank you.
One at a time.
Brandy brought it up on camera.
Lisa, motherfucker, I'm out. That's bullshit.
But what did I say that was bad?
Of course you are Denise f***ing Richards.
And guess who brought up the threesome? Lisa f***ing Rinna.
The whole f***ing world knows about Denise's husband going and getting a happy ending from like a 100-year-old woman. It was purely accidental.
Did she leave?
She just left.
Okay, wow. Lots to discuss there. The first thing I want to know about is, did Garcelle really never pay after going to this auction?
I can't believe Kyle called her out for that. Like, that is so vindictive because that has nothing to do even with their drama. That's just like, oh, and by the way, I felt the need to let everyone know you didn't pay.
Right. I mean, that's like really saying something about her character more than her actions or something on the show.
I know. And also, I'm interested to see Dorit and Kyle sort of go at it because Kyle's right. Like, Dorit has a little bit been coming for Kyle this season.
Well, it goes back to the all-in retreat where Kyle was maybe being overly critical of Dorit showing up late and doing glam and doing a photo shoot. You know, maybe Dorit still feels a little salty about that and what that means for Kyle and how she thinks about Dorit.
I mean, one thing we know for sure is we're not getting Brandy this reunion, which I'm very bummed out about. But I have a feeling Denise wouldn't have shown up if Brandy was there.
That's a good point. And it seems like Rinna is there to put Denise in her place or check her or call her out. So for everything we don't get from Brandy in this, I think we're going to get from Rinna when it comes to Denise.
This is like a very small note, but it weighs on me. Every time she's at home, she slouches. And so her confessionals for the last few episodes have been so slouchy. And then the reunion, she kind of does it too. I'm like, sit up straight, Denise.
Yeah, it feels like the body language is saying something.
Right, you're right.
It's that I don't care. I'm so over this. Like, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. And she's just tired. I think she's just exhausted from the whole thing. Even when in the clip we just listened to, she's like, well, when did I ever say that? And they're like, you just said it. Like, we just heard you say that about Teddy. You said it in your interview. I would imagine that in that moment in the reunion, they do a playback of her saying that in the episode. And, you know, so I think maybe she just like is so overwhelmed with trying to keep track of everything and who knows what that she's just like, oh, here we go again.
I am also disappointed we're not getting Aaron in this reunion.
I know. Are there no house husbands, I guess, with the virtual?
I feel like he must have been asked to come, though. Because, I mean, PK came one season and he was the only husband.
That's true.
It looks good.
Who is your best dressed?
I mean, the hair has to go to Dorit.
You're always going to pick Dorit.
I know. I love Dorit. I thought Lisa looked really good, too. Oh, Erica. Erica looked amazing.
Yeah, I do love Erica's hair. I love Rinna's hair. I think it's a good look on her, that darker but kind of longer length.
Kyle's. It's very Elvira.
Yes, right? Didn't someone even say that to her, like Kim or someone in her family?
Did they?
I feel like yes. I think I saw it on social media because she also wore that hair to the Dorit's party, the finale party.
Oh, Garcelle looked really good, I thought.
Yes, I love the color of her dress. Her look was good. Her hair was good.
The thing about Sutton is she looks great. She clearly, you know, puts a lot of time and energy into her clothes, but they're always a little bit mother of the bride.
Okay.
I wanted her to channel a more youthful side.
Yeah, I could see that. I do appreciate that about her fashion. Like that couture element does feel a little bit, I don't know, older, a little bit more mature, but there's still this like, it's still chic, I suppose. And speaking of fashions and everything, obviously there's some kind of shade thrown to Teddy from Sutton.
That are you going to let my disdain for your clothes come in between our friendship?
And then they laugh about it. She said disdain. Like, a disdain is a strong, strong word.
Right.
Teddy, I think season one, well, not season one, but her first season, she made a lot of questionable choices as well. But I see what you're saying. Like, Denise is definitely maybe not the worst dress, but the least exciting, the least
yes.
effort is put in there. And it's part of, I think, her image and the charm
yeah.
that she brings in a sense. But I don't think I would say that I have disdain for Teddy's clothes. I like Teddy's hair, too, for this look. The sort of like pink she's got going on.
Yes, I love the pink.
I'm a little colorblind, so sometimes I don't know. But
I think it's so cute on her. Except it's very like TikTok mom-ish almost.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about Andy's role in this whole thing. Because not only is he, you know, hosting this reunion and obviously Denise says something to him and he's like, we're trying to show both sides. But Andy is also an executive producer of all of the Real Housewives franchises. So he's probably been privy to a lot of what's gone down between Denise and Brandy this season. And I wonder how that might play into Denise's frustration or what might come up in conversation at this reunion, because it seems like Andy is not defending Brandy, but he's like, look, we have to show both sides of this situation.
I think he's in a lose-lose situation always, because it's like everyone wants Andy to take their side because he's a lot of times the voice of the viewer. But I think they always think he's taking the other person's side, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I feel like people feel that way. I feel like Carol felt that way.
Yeah.
And her last reunion on Real Housewives of New York City, she, I think, quote, called him full of
yeah.
from what yep. I remember. Maybe Denise will do
Brandy
the same.
Said you to Andy during a reunion because she felt attacked. So
Teresa has pushed him.
Yep.
So. Poor Andy.
Poor Andy.
Yeah, I don't know. Denise is going to walk off. I don't know at which point we see her gathering her things and she's like, I'm out.
Well, if Andy has to mute someone on this virtual reunion, who do you think it would be?
My first thought would be Lisa Rinna.
I was going to say the same thing because she just digs in so hard that, you know, I think a lot of times also she chooses to try to be the host, the one asking the questions. And it's like, no, you know, it's not your role here.
That's true, because we have seen that behavior from her over the course of the season. One thing about Rinna is she is good at moving the storyline forward, right? She's always asking the right questions or putting people on the spot so that they'll say something to get things moving forward. So it actually would be kind of funny for her to host this reunion and just be like, listen, here's what I think.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I think it's going to be amazing.
Well, we know from the cold open that there will be three parts to this reunion. So there's definitely a lot that's going to go down. It premieres Wednesday, September 2nd, and we will be back with our regular episode this Saturday. So stay tuned.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long.
You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.